Shalom, and welcome to another couple of hours of Jewish soul music. I say couple, but it could be two or three or four, but for the next few weeks, I'm going to stick with the 2 hours, and at the end of April, we'll see where we're going to be going. I know I do have to play a lot more of Yiddish, because you've given the feedback that you've enjoyed that. I'm Charlie Bernhout, and celebrating over 40 years of bringing you the best of Jewish music. 40 years, my gosh. I'm in the 41st year. Yeah, it started in 1977, and it's been my pleasure to share these recordings with you. I'm starting to try to plan for the future and see what happens with my collection and what happens with all this when I'm no longer able to do this. I hope that's a few years down the pike, but it's something I'm starting to think about. And I'm always interested in your comments and your suggestions. What happens to all of this? Does it just disappear? I've always been trying to find a younger person who might take over. I don't know how that works, though. In any event, your comments or suggestions will be welcome. I love this time of year, the renewal, the spring. You walk through Central Park and the trees are all bare, and all of a sudden, suddenly the blossoms start to peep up, and then all of a sudden there are the leaves, and it's the renewal. It's one of the things I enjoy about living in this part of the country where we have the changing seasons, because it's the constant cycle of rebirth and something which I really do enjoy. Okay, you've been listening to the program. I do have this request always that you tell your friends about the program. Spread the joy, you know. That's my goal, and I need your help. I do know that you have friends who love this music, or may love this music, or you may even introduce this music to someone who is totally unaware. Just rambling a little bit, you know my story. I didn't discover Chazanis until the age of 41 in 1977. The whole story is in my bio on the homepage, but it was Beshert. It was totally Beshert. And I do believe that you can learn to love this. It's a question of exposure, experience, and not everyone is going to go for it. It's a tough one. Everybody likes to talk about the demise of Chazanis, and I just have difficulty accepting that. There may be some change. Yes, we have to adapt, perhaps. But I just as an aside, recently gave a presentation at the Dix Hills Jewish Center. One of my new presentations is called The Essential Cantor, and it goes back from the days of the temple to today, and shows the role of the cantor so important in the survival of the Jewish people, particularly from the destruction of the temple in the year 70 up until around the 1900s. The chazan was extremely, extremely important. Anyway, those who are interested in that presentation, I promise you, if you get me a gig in one of your shuls, you'll find it most interesting. Okay, with that rambling, I think it's time to get to the Pesach selections. I'll be playing from this point on an album, a show that was done on March 12th, 2007. That's 11 years ago. And I'm sure that you're going to enjoy these selections from 11 years ago. So here we go. We're starting with Mordechai Hirschman's rendition of Tal.
Oh, let's
A very underrated cousin, to say the least, cantor Mordechai Hirschman. I know, a favorite of Yossi's. And just got a call from one of our avid listeners from Seagate. He made a request for a particular Zaval Kvartin selection, which I'll try to play in the next few weeks. But I prepared Umipene Chatoenu by Zaval Kvartin. This is from the Shlosh Regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. It's from the Musaf. Because of our sins, we have been exiled from our land and sent far from our soil. But we're back there, aren't we? So let's hear Zaval Kvartin, Umipene Chatoenu.
Oh,
The great Zavol Kvartin, We're going to have Nate Nachas in about 20 minutes or so. You want the phone number here. It's 212-529-4620. 212-529-4620. I had such a wonderful simcha that I attended this past Sunday evening. It was the wedding of the daughter of Yechiel Weinfeld. And I have to tell you how wonderful it is to see something very unusual. There were three chazanim who each sang a selection, and it added, as I pointed on the forum, our forum on the website, it just added such dignity, and it made it such a special and particularly beautiful event. Yanky Lemmer, Herschel Weiss, and Benjamin Helfgott each sang. And it was a pleasure to be together with so many of our fans for Cantor's World, and you know, those of you who love Chazanis. So I just wanted to tell you it was a wonderful event, and Mazel Tov to Yechiel Weinfeld and his family on this wonderful, wonderful Simcha. Okay, for Hallel, we're going to next be hearing Label of Waldman. This is from Psalm 116 that starts Ohavti, and it's Shuvi Nafshi. Return my soul to your rest. Label of Waldman.
Shuvi nafshi, shuvi nafshi, shuvi nafshi, limchoechi, ki adoshem yomal, yomal, yomal. Es ragli mi mi dolchi ki chielasto nafshi mi mobodes ki. Ragli mi yedelchi
Zragli, Zragli, mie deugi. Es habeich, lief ne Adeshem, vi Adetos, hachayim, heim manetik yadaber, ani, onisim meyo.
Wonderful label of Waldman. I have to play more of his Yiddish also. I've been getting some comments that I don't play enough of the Yiddish that the great cantors have recorded. Let's hear a brief commentary by cantor Bernard Beer, who is the director of the Bell School at Yeshiva University. He has some comments concerning singing and songs and so forth for the upcoming Seder.
To discuss and highlight selected Haggadah chants of those Jews of Ashkenazic descent. These chants have been handed down from generation to generation by various traditions. Much of the music has been documented and preserved from oral and written origins in various Nusach anthologies dating as far back as the late 1700s. At the beginning of the Seder, the Holachma Anyo passage stands out, since it is written in Aramaic and not in Hebrew, as are all other passages. More than likely, it was composed in Babylonia after the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. The Aramaic vernacular of the time is used so that the common folk and needy might understand the invitation extended to them. The traditional Nusach, chant, of Holachmo Anyo is based on the melody for the cantillation of the Torah on Yamim Noraim.
Ho nachmo an yo diacholu avosono biyarodi mitzroim kol dichfin yeisei veyechol kol ditzrich yeisei veyifsach hoshat ho לשונו הבואו בירוד ישראל, הושעתו עבדי, לשונו הבואו בני חורין.
Compare this to the chant for the reading of the Torah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah.
Vashem Pokad es soro kaasher omor Vayas Hashem lisoro kaasher diber.
The third sentence, Hoshato hocho, l'shono habo'o bi'arod Yisrael, this year here, next year in Eretz Yisrael, is reiterated at the conclusion of the Seder when we all exclaim and sing out the Shana Haba'a Birushalayim, next year in Jerusalem. Only at one other occasion is this phrase pronounced, and that is at the conclusion of the Ne'ilah service on Yom Kippur. Geula, redemption, is the theme on these two occasions. On Pesach, redemption from Egypt is celebrated. It is attained by inviting the poor, as we learn in the Talmud, Gemara Baba Basra, Gedolah Tzedakah Shemekoreves Es HaGeula. Great is charity in that it brings the redemption closer. Yom Kippur signifies another occasion of Geula, and that is redemption from our sins. As the Rambam points out in his Hilchos Teshuvah, that Kalal Yisrael is to be redeemed only through Teshuvah, through repentance. And because both occasions, Pesach and Yom Kippur, have the same goal, it is conceivable that the Yamim Noraim cantillation has been adapted to the Ho'alachma Anya passage. The popular Seder tune Adir Hu is of German origin and became known by German Jews as Baugesang, that is, the song of the rebuilding of the temple. The Adir Hu melody appeared in musical notation for the first time in a Haggadah in Königsberg in the year 1644. The melody, which has had several variations, finally crystallized into its present tuneful shape, and by the 18th century it became a representative theme that was used in various parts of the synagogue service on Pesach. In his comprehensive music anthology of Nusach, entitled Baal Tefillah, published in Germany in 1877, Abraham Baer shows the adaptation of the Adir Hu melody to the prayers of Micha Mocha, to the Maariv of Pesach, Hodul Hashem and Ono Hashem, to the Hallel of Pesach, and in the Duchenin ritual of Pesach.
Hodul Hashem ki tov, ki le'olam chasdav, Yomar no Yisrael, ki le'olam chasdav, Yomru no ve'saharon, ki le'olam chasdav, Yomru no Yirei Hashem, ki le'olam chasdav.
This is Cantor Bernard Beer, director of the Philip and Sarah Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. I welcome your questions and your comments. You can reach me by email at bells, B-E-L-Z, at yu.edu. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Cantor Beer. And last Sunday, I attended a meeting that the Cantorial Council of America had at Congregation Renat Yisrael, Israel, in Teaneck. And I was fascinated by the discussion by Eli Jaffe and Cantor Joseph Malavani concerning Nusach. Fascinated because I constantly am amazed at how little I understand Nusach. And I've decided that we're going to have some commentary. I'm going to try to do it on a regular basis on our program to teach you and to teach me a little bit about Nusach. And hopefully Cantor Beer, Cantor Malavani, and Cantor Sherwood Goffin will continue to help us in this effort. And I was so pleased that my friend Alan Steinberg was there, and it's always good to see you, Alan, and your lovely wife. Okay, before we get on to Neim Nechazen, what would Pesach be without Moshe Oysher? So let's hear a brief Dayenu.
Dying,
Okay, it's time for Name That Cousin. You know the rules. The first person to correctly identify the next three cantors will win the prize. If you've won recently, please do not call because you want to show off. Do it privately off the air, okay? Again, if you've won recently, please do not call. Phone number here is 212-529-4620. The first two are easy. The third one, be a tough one. I think we'll stump you tonight. Okay. Kavodo Mole Olam. This is from the Musaf Kedusha for Shabbos and festivals. This is cantor number one.
Shoyalim, shoyalim. cor să mi șarță și alim zeloze. Mișor să și alim zeloze. Ayei mi koim ki voi doi, ayei mi koim ki voi doi, le yari yutsoi. Hey o masam, baruch yoyme.
That was cantor number one for Name Nachasen. Don't forget, you need to name all three. I'm sure many of you recognize that cantor, and most of you will know the next one. Let's hear Ashrei.
Lechol aser yisro v'yemen,
Okay, I'm supposed to smile. I don't know how many times I have to say, name all three, and the guy calls me up and he starts naming cantors. One, two, next one is three. You got to name all three. And whoever is calling right now, I'm not going to pick it up because it's not fair. You didn't even listen to the third cantor for Name That Cause. And we're here 212-529-4620. This one, I think we're going to stump you. We may have to change it to the best two out of three. But right now, let's hear Vahu Rachum. Okay, Mitchell, let's see if you know who they are.
The first one is Rand, the second one is Rhoda, and the second one is Yosef Chaim Engelstein.
Wrong on all three, but thanks for calling. Name that cousin.
Yeah, the first one was Karagotsky, the second one was Slitsky, and the third one's Leva Shulman.
Nice try. Nice try. Same one? Oh, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes?
First one, Kardotsky. Second, Waldman. The third, Kalish.
No, sorry. Nice try. Go ahead.
The first one, Kardotsky. Second one, Arnold Diamond. The third, Benjamin Muller.
You got one of them correct, but thank you for calling.
Oh, the hammer.
Okay, name that cousin. The lines are all on.
Arlo Diamond, Rosenblatt, and Pierce.
Wrong on all of them. Thank you. Next.
Yeah, I think it's Karagotsky, Schlitzky, and the old Erblich.
Nice try. Thank you. Name the cousin.
Karagotsky, Diamond, Bagley.
Got one of them correct. Thank you. Okay, you're on the air.
Yes, Karagotsky, Vygotsky, Erblich.
Got one of them correct. Thank you for calling. Well, it looks like we stumped. Oh, wait, let's see. There's one more. Okay, name that cousin. Are you there?
He and Mandel.
Say it again, please.
Karagotsky, the Russian one, and Schitsky and Mandel.
Mandel, no, very close, but thank you. Okay, we stumped you. Well, let's see. There's one more. Last one. Okay, can you name the three?
Moshe Karagotsky and Mandelbaum.
You name two.
Yeah, and
I'll
only get
to it. Okay, look, it was a tough one, I have to admit. Okay, most of you got Karagotsky. He's wonderful, isn't he? I'll tell you the whole story about him. He came from Russia. I heard him in Jersey while he was still alive. Wonderful, wonderful cousin. And of course, the second one was Schlitzky. The third one, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. First of all, it was with the Ben Friedman Choir, and this recording was recorded during his 34th year at the West Side Institutional Synagogue, and his name was Cantor Zalman Yavna. He was born in 1904 in Osipovichi, Russia, and it's a long story. I'll tell you about his bio some other time. So that was named that cause, and I just felt like making it a little tough for you. Karagotsky, Schlitzky, and Yavna. Okay, continuing with Hallel, this is from Psalm 113, Mikimi Meofer Dal. This is Yitzhak Meir Helfgott with Mikimi.
Thank you.
Okay, Pesach is coming around the corner, and so is a great trip to Israel, sponsored by Americans for Safe Israel and the Zionist Organization of America. It's their famous Chizuk mission, which will take you to Elon Moreh and Hebron, go to threatened communities in Judea and Samaria, travel with Gush Katif refugees in the Negev, and meet with grassroots leaders throughout the country. This is a most magnificent trip, and I encourage those of you who really feel strongly about Israel and want to see a side of Israel other than Tel Aviv and Yerushalayim, although you do get to Yerushalayim, it's very, very important. You want to call 212-828-2424, 212-828-2424. This is the 40th anniversary of the unification of Yerushalayim, which is taking place this May 16th. And that is when the trip will be taking place. May 16th for a week. 212-828-2424, or give me a call here in the studio for more information, or you can go to AFSI, A-F-S-I, at rcn.com. One other thing. Yes, we're talking about the Jewish people and our struggles, and there is a play that I mentioned last week that just opened on in the Acorn Theater on 42nd Street, West 42nd Street, on Theater Row. It's called The Accomplices. The Accomplices. I spoke to someone who saw it the other night, and she said it was powerful. I'm going to be seeing it in a week or so, and I do know that those of you who are familiar with Shmuel Sackett. Okay, so this is Charlie. We're back to the 2018. What you heard was first broadcast in 2007, and you heard the talk about a Chizuk trip, and actually on April 9th, 2018, I'll be heading to Israel for a couple of weeks for the Chizuk trip, and it's really quite exceptional. So it's too late to sign up for this one, but I'll give you a lot of information about it. In any event, I hope you have a decent Pesach, and I look forward to many more programs. What can I say? It's my pleasure to bring this music to you, and always looking for your feedback. CBJMusic@AOL.com. CBJMusic@AOL.com. Shalom, everybody.